Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Romans College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Styles.
So Roman is still on a vacay, and on the phone from Homer Glen, we have Pam. Let's say good morning to Pam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm nervous.
No reason to be nervous, Pam. Let me break it down really quick. If you were listening yesterday, we had Ryan Echeverini from Windy City Live, and he didn't get the job done, so that means the rolling jackpot is back down to $100.
Okay.
Do you know who you're going to be playing against this morning?
I already forgot the name. See how nervous I am.
Maybe you are a little bit nervous. Well, wait a minute. Oh, I can hear her breathing on the phone. Say good morning to our nighttime DJ from 7 to midnight, Kimmy.
Good morning, Kimmy. What's up?
Now, are you still nervous, Pam?
I don't know. Did she work last night? Is she, like, still tired now? Not fresh?
Yes, I am.
She hasn't even left the studio. She's been in the studio for, like, 12 hours straight.
Good thing there's no labor laws on that, right?
Oh, here we go. HR is on line three. Hold on, guys. All right, yeah. Pam, you know the deal. 5 questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. Kimmy, we're going to toss you on hold really quick, all right?
Okay.
Question number one. This singer is releasing a new album called Triple Live, which is going to feature performances from the extensive world tour he began back in Chicago in 2014 and wrapped up in 2017. Who is he?
Triple Live. Oh, Garth Brooks, right?
Yeah, there you go. See, you don't need to be nervous.
Okay, well, that was easy.
You want me to switch it up with hard ones?
No.
This singer leads the upcoming CMA Awards with 5 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year. Who is he?
Luke Bryan?
Taylor Swift has broken her own record for the highest grossing U.S. tour by a woman. The Reputation Stadium Tour has grossed $191.1 million in the U.S. alone. Wow. That's more than her last tour. What was the name of Taylor Swift's previous tour?
Oh, I want to say, was it her last album? Hold on. It was, she had that album, like, oh, hell no. It was, probably wasn't 1984, was it? Or 1988. Oh, what's her year?
All right, how many years are you going to give me? Come on now, Pam. Give me one.
I think it was 1988. I think that was the year she was born, maybe. She's younger.
Question 4. Michael Ray says that the last show he binge-watched was This Is Us. What pop singer has the lead role in This Is Us?
Is a singer in This Is Us? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Well, Mandy Moore is the only person I can think of.
Chris Young's middle name is Alan, and he was born on June 12th, 1985, in what state?
Chris Young? I'm going to guess Tennessee.
Another great guess. Okay, let's take her off a hold. Kimmy, you there?
I'm here.
Kimmy, you got your work cut out for you, man. Pam got 3 out of 5 right.
Oh, goodness.
Now, Kimmy, I will say, if you lose to Pam, everybody's going to make fun of you in the hallways here at US 99.
Oh, I'm prepared. I'm already mentally prepared for that.
You got this, though. You got this. All you got to do is get 4 out of 5. If you don't, Pam's walking away with $100. Here we go. Good luck. This singer is releasing a new album called Triple Live, which is going to feature performances from the extensive world tour he began back in Chicago in 2014 and wrapped it up in 2017. Name him. Kimmy, are you there?
Yeah. Wait, Triple Lie? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Kenny Chesney?
No!
I don't know.
It's Garth Brooks!
I was going to say that, too.
All right, so Pam, congratulations. You have a 1-0 lead going into question number 2.
In her defense, you guys don't play left Garth Brooks, I don't think.
Oh, Pam, whose side are you on
Thank
now?
You. I just wanted to feel bad, that's all.
This singer leads the upcoming CMA Awards with 5 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year. Kimmy, name him.
Let's see. Jason Aldean?
All right, Kimmy, you have been up all night, huh?
Yeah, maybe I want her to get the $100. Thank you, Kimmy.
Oh, now you tell us that after you got the first two wrong.
I know.
It's Chris Stapleton.
You know, I just go with, like, what I'm feeling, but now I'm questioning myself.
And here comes Pam. Well, to her defense, you guys really don't play a lot of Chris Stapleton.
You play more like Brian. That's why I was thinking of Luke.
All right, Pam, you are up one going into question number three, which, by the way, you got wrong. Taylor Swift has broken her own record for the highest grossing U.S. tour by a woman. The Reputation Stadium Tour has grossed $191.1 million in the U.S. alone. That's more than her last tour. By the way, name Taylor's previous tour.
1989.
Yeah! Finally, Kimmy. Pam, you were 1 year off. You said 1988.
I'm not a Tay-Tay fan. What can I say?
Okay, well, here's the deal. Let me lay this down. We're playing for $100 this morning. Pam and Kimmy both have one right, but Kimmy, this is where the pressure comes on you now because Pam got 4 and 5 right.
If the pressure wasn't on already.
Michael Ray says that the last show he binge watched was This Is Us. What pop singer has the lead role on This Is Us?
Pop singer on This Is... Oh, Mandy Moore.
Woo! Take a deep breath, Kimmy. Take a deep breath. And let's close it out, all right? Again, Pam, Kimmy needs to get this one right to tie you. If she gets it wrong, $100 is coming your way. Chris Young's middle name is Alan, and he was born on June 12th, 1985, in what state?
Oh, goodness. Georgia?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
$100 is going out to Pam! Pam, congratulations. Kimmy, it is Tennessee.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that. Nope.
And I will say, Pam, that was a guess when you said Tennessee, right?
Well, I just figured Nashville, so that's where I was going with that. Yeah.
$100. Hold on, I'm going in the hallway right now. Everybody, Kimmy just lost the Roman Scholarship Country Knowledge.
Hey, I wanted Pam to get the money. Thank you, Kimmy.
And that's not it. We're also going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Chris Stapleton.
Oh, awesome.
All you got to do this morning is close out our game, Pam.
I won. Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
How do you feel, Kimmy?
I feel happy for Pam because Chris Stapleton is my favorite live.
But how do you feel for Kimmy, though?
I am fine. Well. Whatever.
Want to take Styles and Roman's money?
We're rich!
Email mornings@us99.com to play Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.